2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Two students and two teachers were killed in their high school today. Police say it was at the hands of a fellow student. The country's latest mass shooting in Winder, Georgia. Our Dave Malkoff is there.
He is 14 years old, and they say that he is a student of this school. He put down his weapon, and he was taken into custody, and there was no exchange of gunfire between the police and the suspect. But we do know that he will be tried as an adult on a murder charge.
The FBI says the shooter was questioned by law enforcement last year when he was 13 regarding tips about online threats to commit a school shooting. He denied it. His father was also interviewed. The Biden administration is cracking down on Russian disinformation allegedly meant to influence the U.S. election.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the criminal charges against two employees of Russian state-run media.
They are charged with conspiring to commit money laundering and to violate the Foreign Agents Registration Act.
And that's just part of the story.
The Justice Department is seizing 32 internet domains that the Russian government and the Russian-sponsored actors have used.
Garland also says the Justice Department will be relentlessly aggressive in countering and disrupting any foreign entities from interfering in the U.S. elections.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Israel is interested but also leery of any possible ceasefire deal with Hamas in the wake of the killing of six hostages over the weekend.
When you get to the end like this and you're really negotiating over implementing details, that's when it gets hard. That's when the horse trading really has to start in earnest. And that's when the details are being fleshed out. And that's where we are right now.
The Department of Agriculture says tens of millions of Americans live in homes that cannot afford enough food for their families. Claire Bobineau-Fontenot is the CEO of Feeding America.
47.4 million people are food insecure. 13.8 million children. This in the richest country in the history of civilization. We need to be mad about it, and we need to do some things about it.
Pope Francis continues his tour of Asia, spending the day alongside Indonesia's president. CBS's Anna Matranga is traveling with the 87-year-old pontiff.
With plenty of fanfare at Jakarta's presidential palace, his journey to Asia got into full swing. On Thursday, the Pope will celebrate Mass with Catholics in the country, who represent less than 3% of Indonesia's population. Anna Matranga, CBS News, Jakarta.
Nearly 1 in 10 moms regret the name they chose for their baby. The new survey says 6% of parents went on to legally change the name. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast, you know, not have any late season runs, you know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice for what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. St. Louis got three runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms, lows upper 50s. A chance of storms early tomorrow, then some sunshine for the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Cooler for the rest of the week and weekend. With sunshine, highs upper 60s Friday and Saturday, mid-70s Sunday. It's 71 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us for a discussion on what's going on in her campaign for Congress. We also have J.R. Radcliffe with sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, hit me cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Hey, we have our friend Arvina Martin here on with Emerge Wisconsin, and just our all-around political fun person to talk to. Welcome, Arvina. Great to see you.
Thank you for having me. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, I see what you did there. Happy Wednesday. You are a pro. And I always have to say that you are one of the best because State Representative Heather Keeler does listen to the show. So I can't, you know, it's just like telling your child you're my favorite, but don't tell your sister.
Wink,
you know.
Wink.
Yeah, exactly.
Wink. Oh. No shade to the honorable representative. I'm sure she is. Actually, I have listened to some of her episodes, or do we call these episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Reposonic.
Yeah. And she is also, she's fantastic.
Yeah, she really, truly is. We're blessed to have her on, and geez, watch her grow in the political realm here in Minnesota and become such a leader. We are really blessed. She's a well-spoken Native and really for her people here, as you are, as being, I like to bring it up every once in a while, a little bit of your bio, but, you know, what caught my attention is, one, your Ho-Chunk, which is a good thing, and the other. Yeah. And the second thing was that you were what we call city council member here in Minnesota. You were the first Madison, Wisconsin Native American woman city council member. And that's just amazing to hear because I love Madison and Madison's progressive. And I see you around all the Wisconsin Democratic stuff and people really know and respect you. And I've seen you in action. So we here are blessed to have you on Native Roots Radio.
Thank you so much. You're going to make me get all teary.
Well, it is an emotional thing, and it's an emotional time, too. We had our powwow this past weekend. You were missed. And yeah, I know you had a little FOMO. I saw that on Facebook, but, you know, taking care of business like you do in a good way.
Yep. I had for folks that didn't hear, I had been exposed to COVID, and so I was trying to do the responsible thing and stay at home so not to you know, potentially pass on any germs to any of our friends and relatives, particularly our elders or any immunosuppressed folks, or, you know, I don't want to pass it on. So I stayed home. I was responsible.
Yeah, and it's amazing, too. I was at the state fair in Minnesota, and what was amazing about that, Arvina, was that they had record days. They had 200,000 people. It was really people-y, and I'm thinking, geez, I should be wearing a mask here because I'm 2 inches away from somebody I don't even know. So I really appreciate what you do for our community and also our, especially our elders and the people that are possibly prone to getting COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of the right thing to do, I guess, even though that meant I was sitting at home all by myself instead of powwowing it up with everybody and going to the amazing programming that was happening, that the Democratic Party and folks were having with in conjunction with the powwow.
Yeah, they had the day before I came on Monday, and the day before I believe they had Cook there, and that's awesome to talk business and you know, teach our white allies what it's like to be Ho-Chunk and Native in this country, and we need all the allies we can get.
Absolutely. And you know, the district that Rebecca Cook is looking to represent is, I believe, the Wisconsin's third congressional district, currently a seat held by Derek Van Orden, who is a guy who has been scolded for yelling at high school students and college students that are pages on the Senate floor. He has yelled at public librarians. He's, you know, he's not a great dude. And so having somebody like Rebecca Cook, who, you know, I know that she has, she's a waitress, you know, she understands, you know, the problems that regular folks are going through, and she's doesn't yell at random children that she happens to come across.
Right. And it's good when we have politicians in either state or anywhere in nationally to reach out to us and want to discuss things like she did. Mm-hmm. That's huge. That's huge for us. That's huge for them. And it's the government to government thing that we talk about that we would lose with this project 2025 because of our sovereignty.
Oh, absolutely. And you're absolutely right about candidates coming out to events that where there are Native people and where Native people are the majority, and to kind of put themselves into a different community shows than they're used to or than they are usually prone to participate in, for lack of a better term, at the top of my head. Excuse me. But you know, it really helps strengthen both those government to government ties, because they are meeting with government officials, but at the same time meeting with folks that we would consider grassroots or grass tops folks, just the regular everyday people, and understanding that you need to talk to the people and you need to talk to the tribal government, and you absolutely 100% need to do both if you are going to represent that community in an appropriate way.
Absolutely. And while you were speaking, I was thinking what's really changed here in Minnesota has, you know, our relatives and we're with good reason really get bothered by politicians when they only come by for their votes. But I really believe that hasn't been the case these last 4 to 6 years here in Minnesota, especially with the governor and lieutenant governor visiting the 11 nations here in Minnesota on a constant basis.
Yeah. And, you know, that's such an important part of understanding what your legislation is doing in the communities that you are trying to serve. You have to be in those communities. You can't just go visit them, you know, in order to get votes or to get money to run for office further. You need to see the impacts that your policy, that your policy agenda is having on the community or many communities, because the impact isn't always going to be the same. And perhaps visiting a community like Native communities in Wisconsin or Minnesota, you know, you're getting a completely different snapshot than if you are looking at, you know, rural central Wisconsin or looking at, you know, very urban Milwaukee. I mean, it's just a completely different different, you know, community of people. And just, it's showing I hate the term cultural competency, because I feel like that's selling it so short, but a form of understanding how our communities work and knowing that you need to be there and be present in order for that to, for your work to really, you know, for you to make sure that you're making the best decisions for the community, because you're aware of what the issues are, what people are talking about, because you've been present.
Yeah, and we really, really appreciate that. And that makes my job easier. I think your job easier, too, in a lot of respects, that, you know, we just aren't used for votes, because we have changed a lot of elections in the last couple cycles. And that's exciting to be a part of that. Hey, I'm here with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin. And we're going to be right back after this short break. Blake, the short break. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Hi, it's Angela Warner. The Warner family is pretty serious about the fair. The food, the fun, the family time. But Warner Stallion has another fair tradition. Back when we used the fairgrounds as our warehouse, these weeks meant clearing out all of our appliances for a mega sale. And that tradition stuck. Right now, during Savings on a Stick, you'll save up to 50% off regular prices. And then we add a bonus for each one you buy for up to $1,200 instant savings. State Fair Savings on a Stick, only at Warner Stellion Appliance.
Hey, it's Robert Pilot. I want to talk to you about the rising energy costs and how you can manage them with the help of 952 Windows. Many people have plenty of insulation in their roof and attic, but the next significant step for energy savings is installing energy-efficient windows and doors. My good friend owns 952 Windows, a part of Loyal Home. They did a remodeling job on our home 20 years ago and definitely did a better job than the other guys. I've talked to neighbors over the years that experienced contractor problems with those other guys, especially when their window and door upgrades fell short in quality and energy efficiency. But when we made our second floor addition to our home, we used 952 Windows and received an excellent price and exceptional workmanship. Since then, we've seen much lower energy bills. So for your next home remodeling project, go with 952 Windows. Trust me, you won't regret giving them a call at 952 Windows or 952windows.com.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. With concrete and masonry adding substantial value to your home, it's always a great idea to repair your sidewalks or just add a beautiful new patio. Cracks or heaving in your sidewalks due to tree roots can be dangerous. Native Concrete and Masonry has helped clients across the metro to make their outdoor space safer and helped increase the value to their homes. For patios, sidewalks, driveways, or garage slabs, go to nativeconcretemasonry.com.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we have our friend Arvina Martin, not only our friend, but a Ho-Chunk sister here, and we are the people of the Sacred Voice. I like to use this is radio, but I like to use my hand and my arm when I say Sacred Voice, you know, but exactly. We have the Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, and I want to talk a little bit about this organization, and because we're really excited to amplify what you do, and Arvina, and let's talk a little bit about Emerge and what's coming up.
Yeah. So Emerge Emerge Wisconsin, rather, is a part of a larger Emerge network where we have affiliates in 26 states. So if you are listening anywhere in Indian country, you know, we could possibly have an affiliate in your state. And I run the Wisconsin affiliate, and we are an organization that recruits and trains Democratic women and non-binary folks that feel comfortable in female-centered spaces on how to run for office. It's a six-month training, and you get the whole gamut, everything from, you know, learning how to put together a doors list, or learning how to, you know, put together a good fundraising ask so you can raise money to help your campaign, how to put together the perfect elevator speech or a stump speech that you can give and really make sure that your message is getting across. This is training that you know, it's really valuable. If you are even considering running for office, you should very much consider applying for Emerge, either in your state, in Wisconsin in particular. Our applications here in Wisconsin are open now and will be open through November 17th. But don't hesitate. Get yourself in right away, we can start the interview process. And I'm really, really looking forward to making sure that we have Native women and Native folks represented in all of our classes, because it hasn't been the case previously.
You know, it was interesting. We had a talk. We talked a little bit about this before the show, that we were with Sharice Davids and the vice president of Ho-Chunk Nation, Daniel DeLong, and I, were on a panel. And one of the things that she said that was very interesting about being a congressperson was that once she was elected, she was kind of blown away by the fact that, you know, everyone put their foot in one pair of pants at a time, just like everyone else, and how she felt like she belonged. And I think we for whatever reasons, we put the politicians on a godlike status and that we couldn't do that. And that's not the case at all.
Yeah. I mean, it is really important to remember that the people that represent you at every level of office are just as human as you are. And I think that it makes it, that realization makes it, you realize how important voting is in general, and how we are all just looking to pick one of us to represent all of us at this particular level of government, in her case, in Congress, and that people that serve in Congress are not necessarily, you know, multimillionaires. You know, here in Wisconsin, we've got a multimillionaire California dude trying to run it for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, you know, and then we have Tammy, who has, you know, been a public servant for the majority of her adult life. You know, it's a different like set of circumstances that lead to different worldviews, and you know, considering all of those things about a person is really important, and when you're coming to a decision regarding your vote and how you're going to cast your ballot.
Absolutely. And I believe people that have been alive shortchange themselves a lot. If you connect the dots backwards of what your experience is, whether it's a teacher or working for other political people, or canvassing, or knowing, or just knowing, being a good student, and knowing how the government works, you have one step forward in a lot of people that are out there.
Well, I what you're saying is not, just reminded me of something that people, and your governor is a really great representative of this, is that public figures become avatars of people that we know, and in a sense, you know, whether they're actual individuals we know, or if it's like an archetype that we're familiar with. And I was just thinking about how Governor Walz has become the archetype for at least people that I know to think about their favorite teacher. So I'm sorry for completely changing the topic, but that's what this reminded me of. You know, I think that says a remarkable amount about who he is as a human being, as well as a professional. And I think sadly, we're to the point where we need to weigh people's, you know, values and not just their professional accomplishments, not just their policy agenda. But at the top of the ticket, we have, you know, the prosecutor versus the felon. So, you know, private lives have become a little bit more relevant than they maybe had in the past.
Yeah, and the opposite thing of that is people, like you say, that are coming from California to run in Wisconsin don't have that background, and I want to say folksy, but that's not the right word, legitimate experience with people, whether it's a teacher or that's like you in your work dealing with people one-on-one. And we know the orange one has not really ever been in a normal situation. He's always been in private school. He wrote a book, I heard, that he talked about himself and his hair in one of his 5 or 6 books, that he never left Trump Towers, that he lived there. He never left there, you know, and he did all his work there. And how do you know what people are feeling and what the pulse is of your neighborhood or your nation if you're stuck in your ivory tower, so to speak?
Or your gaudily gold, faux gold-plated tower in the case of the orange one. Absolutely. And to further that point a little further down the road, imagine thinking that is a badge of honor.
Yeah.
That you don't interact with anybody, that you don't have to do things that 99.999% of the planet has to do, and thinking that, you know, that's a good thing.
Right. Yeah. It's weird.
It's just a completely different mindset, and that's why I think that the change to Vice President Harris as the top of the ticket, I think it throws them completely, because they have never imagined, you know, somebody like the president who put his nation before himself, and they never thought about that being a possibility.
Yeah, and to what you're saying too, that they had to really recover. It was almost 2 weeks before they shook it off and started running again. And that's an amazing statement right there. I want to, because we only have a couple more minutes in this segment, I want to really jump into politics in the next segment. But I also want our listeners out there to know how to get a hold of you and Emerge. Emerge, and then also you were talking generally too about Emerge all over the United States, but specifically Emerge.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for the reminder. I got to plug the org. So you can find us at wi.emergeamerica.org. You can find our national organization at just emergeamerica.org. And if you have any questions, if you are thinking about running for office, you know, even if you're male or female, non-binary, if you have questions about the process, feel free to email me. My email is ARV as in Victor, INA, so Arvina, at emergewi.org.
Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we get that plug in, because both of us get excited about what's ahead of us.
We do. And Ramsey.
And we don't have Haley on to straighten me out and send me messages during the show. It's like, ask her what she wants to talk about. That's what Wendy, my wife, always says.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News special report. The FBI says county authorities had interviewed the suspect in today's Georgia school shooting last year about online threats to commit a school shooting.
The FBI's National Threat Operations Center has received anonymous tips in the past of online threats to commit school violence or school shootings at an undetermined location and time.
Chris Hosey with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation says the sheriff's office interviewed the then 13-year-old boy and his father.
They conducted an investigation at that time, and there was no probable cause for arrest or to take any additional law enforcement action.
The shooting happened at Appalachian High School in Widener, about an hour's drive from Atlanta. Marcus is a student there.
I had saw one of my classmates on the ground bleeding so bad.
Two students and two teachers were killed. Police say both students were just 14 years old. CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A University of Wisconsin study finds the state's voter ID law causes voter confusion and disenfranchisement. Political scientist Ken Mayer estimates anywhere between 17,000 and 24,000 Black and Democratic voters in Dane and Milwaukee counties stayed home in 2016 because of tighter voting restrictions. Social work professor Craig Burns says people shouldn't hesitate to contact campaign staffers as they make up their minds who to vote for.
Let the candidate know you're a voter in their district, and that'll kind of perk up their ears a little bit.
Burns says websites like vote411.org provide a comprehensive, nonpartisan breakdown of where candidates stand on key issues. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo, and I assumed he already had a star on the Walk of Fame news. Director Tim Burton received a star on the Walk of Fame. The director of Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice was surrounded by a support group, which included Danny DeVito, Winona Ryder, and Michael Keaton. Burton says the location was special because it was in front of the bookstore on Hollywood Boulevard, where he spent his childhood, oftentimes taking the bus from Burbank to roam the boulevard and dream. Cool stuff. Where would you be without info spilled on podcasts? During his Dinners on Me podcast, Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson told the story of his co-star Eric Stonestreet's love of what he thought was cheese. The cast of the show was in Paris shooting an episode for the 11th season. Ferguson said his co-star was wolfing down blocks of Parisian butter, thinking it was not only cheese, but according to Ferguson, the best cheese he's ever had. He even asked a server to keep it coming. The waiter did as asked and brought more cheese along with a stent. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms. Lows upper 50s. A chance of storms early tomorrow, then some sunshine for the afternoon. High in the mid-70s. Cooler for the rest of the week and weekend. With sunshine, highs upper 60s Friday and Saturday. Mid-70s Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, we do our popcorn pick of the week with Laughing Mountain Popcorn. Greg Badney talks this weekend's Sputnik Fest, and Ian O'Connor discusses his new book about Aaron Rodgers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, our friend from Wisconsin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin. And this is the time we take off the gloves and start talking politics here nationally. So, and I don't mean you and I fighting, but we're just going to take off the gloves and throw down to our listening audience about what we're thinking and what we're believing in. But I have to ask you something before we get too far into this. I heard, and I don't know if this is true because, you know, I've heard a lot of things and I want to talk to somebody like you that can set me straight. But in 2016, roughly at this time, Hillary was way ahead of Trump, at least in the polls. That talks a little bit about us not being complacent, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton at this point in 2016 was ahead. I just remembered as well that her margins were within the margin of error. And that was not something that I noticed or that I had realized until today, actually. I had seen an article about how she was ahead, yes, but still within that margin of error, and that margin of error being like maybe 3 to 5 points can make things swing. But that is an excellent reminder for all of us to remember that polls are just a snapshot in time. I know I've said that so many times on this show, but just as a reminder, you know, it says something about where we are at this moment, but doesn't necessarily translate into wins this far out, wins or losses, excuse me. So, you know, this is the time to see that Kamala Harris and Governor Walz are kind of on the rise, and that they're doing well, and we want to carry the momentum of excitement forward. So like, now is a really great time to volunteer, whether it's going to knock on doors, I mean, registering voters if that is something that you can do in your state, you know, hosting a house party to watch the debate, that the debate's coming up. We haven't even talked about the debate. But, you know, make sure that you're trying to help keep this enthusiasm up and keep it moving forward so that we can translate this into votes at the polls, whether it is on election day or early voting in your state.
You know, Wendy and I plan on voting early so we can help people, and I guess have a plan, right? Isn't that one of the themes we had at the DNC?
Absolutely, having a plan is so important. And anybody that talks to me within a couple of weeks, like on the phone or in person, gets my same spiel about planning their vote. And so I will ask them, "Are you registered to vote?" "Yes." "Oh, great. When do you usually vote? Do you vote before work or after work?" And then they answer, and you say, "Oh, you vote after work. Do you do it on your way home, or do you do it after dinner?" Or, you know, you get them to really think about what they're doing and how, what things they need to do in order to get to their polling place on election day and make sure that their votes are counted that night. You know, the research shows that getting folks to talk about it really increases their propensity to actually get out and cast their ballot.
Yeah, and we got to remind our young ones too, whether they're bringing their aunties to the polls or they are going for their first time, we really applaud you and thank you. And like we were talking a little bit about politicians, this is the same thing. Your vote really does matter. And, you know, I've been really on a tangent lately, Arvina, about, you know, schools teaching teaching political science from day one, as they do math and science, because I don't know where this started or if it never was, but, you know, the secret sauce is that we have 50-some% of the people that aren't voting and don't and feel like their vote doesn't count.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important for all of us that recognize the importance of voting for Vice President Harris and Tim Walz to make sure that we are being inclusive of those folks that maybe have never voted or that vote sporadically. I mean, this is going to be a vote where every single vote counts. In 2020, the Wisconsin vote or the vote went to Biden by about 20,000 votes. That's not a lot. That's less than 3 votes per ward.
Wow.
Yeah. And Indian Country can make that difference in a second. We just need to show up and do what we need to do and vote with our values and the things that are important to us as Native people and figure out where that aligns.
And again, we talked a little bit earlier about Project 2025 being an assault on our sovereignty. And that's something that we need to let our relatives know that don't know that this is important and the big picture is important. And I've always said, Arvina, that we can, you know, I'm not a one issue voter.
Yeah.
I was maybe when I was younger, but I see the big picture, and especially with our Governor Walz, who, you know, did a few things that, you know, Indian Country didn't like, but the big picture is all the bills that we do like and that we were able to push our Democratic relatives more progressively.
Absolutely. And we also have to remember that we are in a, you know, two-party, first-past-the-post election system. And so that it is always going to be whoever wins the best out of two. You know, as much as we would love to have ranked choice voting everywhere, that's not the case. And so you really do have two options, functionally have two options. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I worry about, you know, people in states where that are maybe swing states that think that, you know, having a protest vote is the most appropriate way to use their ballot. And that is between that person and you know, whoever they choose to include in that decision. But at the same time, you know, just thinking about all of the things that are important to us,
mm-hmm.
you know, as human beings, as Indigenous, as Native people, you know, we work together.
Right.
And the me that is Donald Trump is mm-hmm. never going to understand that. And how could he then understand anything about tribal sovereignty and how we function when he doesn't understand the very basic principles of who we are? You know,
exactly. I'm excited, and we're both excited, and that's why we're like just gabbing, but you know, it makes good radio. But I'm excited again. I love to bring up these positive things, like last time I heard it was $540 million that went into the vice president's coffers for election. I heard something like 45,000 people in Wisconsin, again, correct me, signed up to help with this election right after the vice president was deemed our next running person. And that kind of stuff I keep in the forefront of my head. It's us older people and the people out there say, oh, we don't need to vote. We do. And the young ones are, and they're going to say, Gen Z is going to save us again.
Gen Z has it together. I will not stand for anybody talking trash about Gen Z. As an Xennial, the cusp of X and millennials. They've really got it together, and their participation in this election is going to be tremendously important. We know generally how young Americans tend to skew when they vote, and really having this progressive vision for the future, I think is going to be, a new demographic that everybody's going to want to get is that Gen Z, because once they prove that they're engaged as young folks, they're just going to stay engaged, and that's going to potentially change like the face of politics in the United States. It has the potential to, and this is not to put all the onus on our Gen X siblings and relatives. We all still have to do our parts as well. But to the point that you were making about, 43,000 volunteers for Wisconsin Democrats. Remember when I just said that it was 20,000? This is more than twice as many people who want to volunteer. Imagine the impact if each of those 43,000 people get three people to vote that weren't going to vote otherwise.
It'll be a landslide.
It'll be huge. And it'll be not just, potentially a huge margin of victory, but a solid, representation of what the state wants, what the nation wants, what we all, as Americans want, as opposed to votes with low turnout when you can't really extrapolate what people support if they don't show up.
I just had a sneezing fit there, Arvina.
I wasn't sure if I should say something or just it.
Well, this is live radio and how it works. I really, really appreciate you spending time with us, and the excitement's there, and we got to keep it up. And I just got to say this before I let you go. AM 950, which is the station that I broadcast from, and of course all over civic media and all over the United States here, we're having a watch party on the 10th, and I just got to remind people, we'll be there, and we're going to watch the crook go down by the prosecutor. Thanks again, Arvina.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, right on. That was Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio with Wendy with the sacred animal portion. Stay with us. Hey, it's Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio here to tell you about the best window contractor in Minnesota, 952 Windows. Here's why I trust them in my home projects. 952 Windows is a part of Loyal Home, founded by former window light workers known for their ethics and quality. It's a top-notch remodeling company that's been flying under the radar for too long. They've even sold to competitors' employees who want top-tier quality for their homes. For the best in windows and doors, have 952 Windows take care of your next project. They offer the longest warranties and were rated ENERGY STAR's most efficient in windows and doors. Believe me, I've known the owner for decades, so I can vouch for their excellence. They're not just about windows either. They're your go-to for roofing, siding, kitchens, bathrooms, and more. Plus, they've got you covered on Onyx Bath and Rosebud cabinets. Trust me, you won't regret giving them a call at 952-WINDOWS or 952windows.com.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, it's Angela Warner. The Warner family is pretty serious about the fair. The food, the fun, the family time. But Warner Stallion has another fair tradition. Back when we used the fairgrounds as our warehouse, these weeks meant clearing out all of our appliances for a mega sale. And that tradition stuck. Right now, during Savings on a Stick, you'll save up to 50% off regular prices. And then we add a bonus for each one you buy for up to $1,200 instant savings. State Fair Savings on a Stick, only at Warner Stellion Appliance.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh. Hey, we're here with our friend Bob Lake from Red Lake. You guys have to say that real quick once. And then also Solar Bear with the Solar News. And before we get going, Bob, I want to congratulate you on another award. I feel like I'm every time you get an award, I feel like I got an award. So congratulations.
Yeah, that was from the World Resources Institute and the Basel's Earth Fund around the electrification of, you know, the EV charging network. And, you know, they mentioned the training of the Returning Citizens Initiative with the inmates on solar installations in the prison system. And they were just talking about all this stuff. And I was like, you know, it's hard too, right, Robert, because the seven grandfather teach, the seven grandfather teachings and everything. It's like, you got to have humility and you can't be bragging, right? You know, it's like, it's so hard for our people. Right. But I know that we have to let people know that we're still here and everything, but it's, I just like have so much hard time with that, but I do appreciate it. And I do feel great that they want to recognize work. And I've gotten some great contacts out there for some more work to happen with the electric school buses for the kids around tribal country. And, you know, this is turning into now a national, you know, effort around the charging stations and the electric bikes. And the glow in the dark bike pass that we want to do in tribal country, and all the stuff that's happening, it's just been really crazy. And so I'm really getting some folks that are really excited to support this work, and I'm very appreciative of those foundations, such as the Basel's Earth Fund and others out there that want to help Solar Bear. Native Son implement all this stuff. So yeah, thank you, Robert. I really do appreciate it.
It's amazing. You know, we don't talk about your brother a lot, but I know Bill would be busting his buttons if he were still with us. And I believe he is still with us.
It was Bill that, you know, I thought I was going to be a cop. I just thought I was going to be a cop. I thought I was going to be a cop like Bill. I thought that's what I was going to do with my life. And then, they were like, hey, Bob, we're going to hire you, but we don't have money right now. So you're going to have to just find something else to do for a while. And I went back to school and took a course on renewable energy and got hooked, and the rest is history. And I was like, I can't stop this. I don't want to be a cop anymore. I think there's other ways to help our people and consequently the planet. And I just felt like this was just a far more righteous cause to dedicate my life to. And so I'm so happy, though, Robert, to this day. Not that I wouldn't want to serve the people of Minneapolis and be a police officer. Right. Do the same things that my brother and my uncle and my cousin, Robert Thunder, out there right now patrolling the streets of Minneapolis right now. You know, big shout out to him and for all the great work that he does. But you know, there's, I just love what I do, and I'm so happy, Robert, that I found this path in my life. And I'm so thankful to the creator that he put this in front of me. So, yeah.
Just think, I hired you for a weekend too, made you drive to Iowa and hand out t-shirts to people I didn't want you to hand them out to. And we had press passes and what was yours, Key Grip or Best Boy?
I was Best Boy, wasn't I? Oh, I thought I was Best Boy. I think I was Best Boy. I was like, yeah. We had such a good time, though.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how, like, you know, the studio, like, we started this, like, you told me to come on in the studio. And we're like, can you just talk about renewable energy and climate change and environmental justice? And I was like, okay. And we just won it. And it turned into, you know, and everybody just got interested now. And all of you, thank you for listening to the program and supporting all this, because it just has evolved over the years. It's been years now, Robert. And
yeah,
like, I just to see where, like, the solar industry has come, the renewable energy industry, and all this environmental justice work. And, you know, we were talking about all this stuff before it really, you know, I mean, it was happening, but it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, the way it is now.
Yeah, well,
it's on steroids.
This is our eighth year, and you were on the first year. So
yeah. I can't believe. And Robert, which I think is a perfect segue into the brand new solar data sheet, Robert. This just came out, and this is put out by the Solar Energy Industry Association. I just want to give some statistics out there, Robert. There are 263,883 people across Turtle Island, right across the country, United States, right now, that are employed by the solar industry, and I think that's incredible. I remember when this thing was down in like the, you know, 90,000 range or something. Like, I remember it wasn't even
a big deal, and that was a big deal at 90,000.
Exactly. Today, over 6% of U.S. electricity comes from solar energy, almost six times its share a decade ago. A decade ago, Robert, this was 2 years. I mean, this is 2 years before, like, you know, the program started doing this together. I mean, that's how far this has come. That I just think that's incredible. Number of businesses in the U.S., 10,000 plus businesses. So everyone, you know, your dollars do matter, and who you spend them with, and with those corporations that are switching to renewable energy, they need to lead the way. And we need to be able to spend our dollars at those places that are doing this. And just let me just give you a few. Meta is number one. Amazon is number two. Apple is number three. Walmart is four. Microsoft is five. Target is six. Cargill is seven. Remember Cargill, everybody. That's going to come up in a future conversation. I'm just throwing it out there, everybody. Kaiser Permanente, AB and Anheuser-Busch, and EVOS North America. So those are the top 10 corporate users of renewable energy. There is enough solar energy installed in the U.S. to power 36.1 million households. In 2023, a new solar project was installed every 39 seconds. Every 39 seconds, everyone. Carbon emissions reduced 222 million metric tons annually, equivalent to 53 million vehicles off the road, 25 billion gallons of gas not used, everyone. So remember, the whole concept of the Electric Tribal Nation project, right, or the EV project, was to explain to the fossil fuel industry that, you know, they can build these pipelines, right? But, you know, they're going to win the battle, but they're not going to win the war, right? And this is a perfect example of this happening, because 25 billion gallons of gas is not used. 3.7 billion trees planted. This is the equivalent of shutting 57 coal-fired plants, Robert. In 2023, solar became the first renewable technology in 80 years to make up the majority of additions to the U.S. grid, accounting for 55% of all new generating capacity. This is remarkable how much this technology, Robert, has come down in price. This is on par with natural gas. And I mean, this is going to be the future for the country. And we can put solar everywhere. Anyone can learn how to do this. And that's the exciting thing. It's so democratic. And so that's why I love doing this work. And Robert, that is the Solar Bear with the Solar News.
Big Peeny Geegee, thank you. And again, congratulations. And thank you so much for coming on all these years. It's been just fun hanging out and watching us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Everybody join us next time President Joe Biden visits Westby, Wisconsin in the Southwest. We will cover it for you. Have your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.